Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Brooklyn Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sandy Amoros. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Campanella. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pee Wee Reese. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sal Mali. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Sal Mali. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Speak. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. And now, play ball. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gilliam hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walls. Gilliam reaches second base with a double. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snider strikes out. 2 outs. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Amoros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Speak strikes out. 2 outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Walls. The throw from Campanella and he is out, Neal applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Furillo strikes out. 1 out. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Campanella takes first base on ball 4. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Campanella moves to second. Pee Wee Reese batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reese hits a line drive towards first. Speak catches it and throws to second to double up Campanella. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tanner hits a pop-up towards short. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sal Mali is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mali strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal is hit by the pitch. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Neal. The throw from Neiman and he is out, Kindle applying the tag. 2 outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gilliam strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Neiman hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Littrell hits a fly ball into left field. Amara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Drabowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Campanella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. Snider hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snider moves to second. Sandy Amaras batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Amaras is 0 for 1 in the game. Amaras bunts towards first. Speak juggles the ball. That's an error on Speak. Snider moves to third. Hodges moves to second. Carl Ferrillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ferrillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferrillo hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snider tags and scores. 1 out. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Campanella is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Campanella hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodges moves to third. 2 outs. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Walls is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Speak is 0 for 1 in the game. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Molly covering, for the out. 2 outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sal Mali is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mali is 0 for 1 in the game. Mali strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Neal strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gilliam hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snider is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snider hits a line drive into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal misplays the ball. That's an error on Neal. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tanner moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman bunts towards third. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dale Long pinch hits for Jack Littrell. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Long hits a line drive into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Drabowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Drabowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Tanner trying to get to home. Amaras throws the ball into Campanella, who tags Tanner, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Banks moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ernie Banks now playing shortstop. Bobby Morgan now playing third base. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodges strikes out. 1 out. Sandy Amaras is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Amaras is 0 for 1 in the game. Amaras hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carl Ferrillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ferrillo is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ferrillo hits a pop-up towards third. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Walls batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walls bunts towards the mound. Molly fields it and throws to first for the out. Kindle moves to second. 1 out. Bob Speak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Speak is 0 for 2 in the game. Speak hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ferrillo. Speak reaches second base with a double. There goes Kindle trying to get to third. Ferrillo throws the ball into Neal, who relays the ball to Reese, who tags Kindle for the out. Speak moves to third. 2 outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Campanella is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Campanella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sal Mali is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mali is 0-for-2 in the game. Mali strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tanner is 0-for-2 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Amara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. Neiman hits a pop-up towards third. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gilliam is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gilliam hits a line drive towards third. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Snider is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snider strikes out. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Bob will pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Bob Will batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Will bunts towards the mound. Molly fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Clem Labine now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Chuck Tanner now playing left field. Bob Will now playing center field. Dick Drott now pitching. Sandy Amaras is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Amaras is 0-for-2 in the game. Amaras hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops it up and throws to first, with Drott covering, for the out. One out. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Furillo is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Furillo hits a fly ball into center field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Campanella is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campanella hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niemann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gino Cimoli now playing center field. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Speak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Speak strikes out. 1 out. Walt Morin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil misplays the ball. That's an error on Neil. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 3 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Brooklyn Dodgers, 1, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.